Oh, we're on radio now. Yeah.
Much alive.
We're in people's cars and houses.
Can
and
you believe
back
it?
Gardens.
It's pretty good technology, isn't it?
It's really, really handy because otherwise we have to run alongside cars and tell them what we're saying.
Yeah. Hey, I should just say it's Triple M, it's Tom and Ollie and Jason Burns hanging out.
I'm here, yeah. I've been here many, many years.
Before we get into the comedy festival and your show, what are your thoughts on our producer Belle walking her cat around with a leash?
Well, I only thing I'd see, I don't know. Yeah. Because the thing with cats is, right, that when you put them on a leash, they do that jumping thing and start twisting. And yeah.
Do they do that, producer Belle? Should I jump on your mic?
Should I arching her back?
What's she doing?
No, he's super chill.
Oh, really? He's got one eye, Jason, so he probably doesn't know what's going on.
Oh, really? Yeah. He's going around in circles.
Stumbling through the park.
No, I've seen like all sorts of things, like ducks being walked. Yeah, I've seen that. I mean, I have a sausage dog now.
Do you?
Dachshund. And that thing doesn't like to be walked at all.
Oh, no.
And that's a dog. That's like it's called Millie, right? My dog's it's called Millie. And it's like anybody out there with dachshunds knows it's a night. They won't do anything you say.
Really?
Like you call them and they just look at you and go, I'm not going over there.
Really? Arrogant.
They're the worst pet ever, but she's great. They eat everything, chew everything. Oh. They just don't care. It's like they run the house. Actually, if you jump up to my Instagram after this, which is at the Jason Byrne, brilliant.
Oh, yeah,
on Instagram,
right. Yeah.
You'll see my dog actually with her elbow on the couch. On the couch, right? Yeah. With a remote control on her paw. I swear to God. And she's watching the telly on her own. And I come in with my son, comes in with the camera, and the dog looks at him and then looks back at the telly.
Oh my God.
That's going to go viral. That's got to go viral.
Well, yeah, well, we tried it to make, we put it up. It went Vi. It didn't go roll
halfway. To
oh,
viral.
Millie getting ready
there's
for
Millie,
Christmas.
Look, there's Millie got a new hat.
She's on the naughty list because she's got a naughty hat. Yeah, Jason.
The thing with dogs and stuff, you put them up on your Instagram, they get way more likes than you.
Yeah, they do.
Isn't it
it's just a nightmare.
So you're in Australia, obviously doing a bit of a tour. I mean, Melbourne's getting a great go with.
Yeah, we're going on with that.
22 shows.
It's like 4 weeks in Melbourne.
It's insane, isn't it?
We're into the third weekend now. Like, I mean, where does the time go?
I know.
I love when people say that, but it's just, you know, it's only 24 hours.
Is it a fun time for you? Like, all mates, you just see old friends and stuff from the festival?
I see loads of that. And then today I was out sunbathing.
Hey?
Oh. Yes, I was. El Paddy Irish man. Paddy Irish. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, I got burnt on my head here the other day.
Forehead, yeah.
Yeah, but in Ireland, that's a tan. You can come back into Ireland and you are like the colour of a Ferrari.
Yeah.
And people go, gee, that is a lovely colour. Is a lovely colour. Where are you away? Where are you away? Right? And Irish people are obsessed with tans and colours.
Yeah.
If you don't, like, I know a guy that he was coming back from his holidays, he hadn't got much sun, so he burnt himself on the last day
with no
oil at all. And then everybody went, and everybody seen him and went, Jesus, you must have had a great time.
He's like,
the colour you have here. And then I'm like, okay, here, this is another good one about colour, right? My friend, right, he brought his wife to see me at my show, right? And she's Portuguese, right?
Okay.
And she's English accent, but Portuguese looking. And my mother being very Irish and all my aunties were at the show. And afterwards they were sitting down and my mum goes, my God, you have a lovely colour. That's a gorgeous colour of your skin. Were you away? and this girl goes, no, I'm Portuguese. And my mother and all my mates go, not at all. I know a tan when I see one. That is gorgeous. And I was,
No.
And I go, no, mum, she's Portuguese. Yeah. And my mum goes, I've been to Portugal. I know what that should look like. So my mum thinks all Portuguese people just have tans.
Really well tanned.
Yeah, because they live in Portugal.
Lots of oil.
Yeah, I go, no, mum. So, I
where
am
were you
colour.
Tanning? Like what, today?
Oh, I was on Exhibition Street where I'm staying, so it was down and just off the side of the riverbank there.
Oh, yeah.
Just right in front. I don't know what that's called.
Shirt off and all?
Shirt off and all, yeah. I mean,
cool.
Do you know I had my shirt off once in Adelaide on the beach?
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. And this guy came up to me with a stick and he was poking me in my ribs.
Oh.
This old guy. Yeah. And he goes, you want to put your top back on, mate? Oh. Put your top back on. I went, why? He goes, you'll burn. It's dangerous. And I had to put my top back on.
You felt shamed.
I got shamed. He thought I was too pale. And then, do you know what? To be honest, I mean, you know, Irish people are like me as well. I mean, I once had white shorts in Bondi. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I was lying on the white sand.
Yeah.
And literally, somebody nearly stood on me because I was just blended in with the colour.
Well, it's that packed in Bondi
as
well. I was
the same colour, though, as sand.
Really?
My skin and the shorts. So, like, I mean, if Irish people ever had to come here and fight, You know what I mean? Our camouflage would just be lying in the sand, naked.
Yeah.
You'd never see us.
That's your superpower.
Where are they?
And just then you're in a brick building and you get blending in the next day.
Yeah,
Where's Jason gone?
I know, yeah. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to... I do wear... Don't worry, everybody's like freaking out now. Probably he doesn't wear any suntan lotion. I do.
Well done.
It's fine.
SP 50.
Slip, slop, slap.
No, well, no, I do 30. Seek. I do 30 because the weather there, it's not that hot.
Yeah, right.
You know, but 50 is like sealing up your skin, isn't it?
It's crazy.
Yeah, you can't breathe there.
I've heard that 30 is the best. You just go 30. Yeah, no higher.
Yeah, you're all right.
But if you go to Tassie, you get burnt there. So watch out, because the ozone layer there is really like minimal.
Is that where it is?
So you get burnt heavily in Tassie.
You need you have to get the ferry there.
Yeah, you do. You'll never go there. Don't worry.
I've had people come from Tassie to see me.
Oh, well, that's good.
Were they friendly?
I don't know.
two heads, they say as well. Sometimes
that's a couple.
Jason Burns in the studio. Jason Burns is in the studio.
Yeah, I know. I'm not Jason Bourne.
No.
Because that's how Americans say my surname. So they say Burn, like Bourne.
Jason Bourne.
So they go, Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne's in here.
Yeah, and I tweeted Matt Damon. He never answered me. Yeah, I said, can you stop using my name? And he was at a press conference as well for one of his movies. And I tweeted, these people do not represent me in any way whatsoever. Because it was like, Jason Bourne, press conference. I was going, I'm not even there.
Is that why you avoid America now?
Yeah, I can't go there anymore. And Matt Damon he's all right.
He's all right.
Yeah, he's okay.
Have you met him?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I meet him a lot in my head. Do you ever meet famous people in your head?
No.
Yeah,
great
I reckon
fun.
I do.
Yeah, you just go up and go, "How you going, Matt?" And he's like, "Yeah, Mark. Yeah, Jason, I think you're cool." You know,
you play it out for a bit.
Yeah, Chris Martin, he liked me quite a lot. Actually, I have a really loose connection to Chris Martin.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, so Irish people, if they like walk by
somebody... From Coldplay, obviously.
From Coldplay. If you walk by somebody, you've met them. That's basically that'll do. But I've got an even further remove. So I did... there's a guy called Conor McGregor, who people may know. He's like a cage fighter. He's in a lot of trouble right now.
Yeah.
And his coach is a friend of mine, John Kavanagh, who was over here last year. Yeah. So I went and did jiu-jitsu, right? Rolling around in the cage thing. Yeah. Did a bit of that for a day with John Kavanagh, the coach of Conor McGregor. And he broke my little finger, right? Yeah, because you hold on to their suit, you're supposed to roll with them. But I didn't really go anywhere. I stayed where I was. And so little finger dislocated, and then John popped it back in. So the loose connection is with Chris Martin from Coldplay, is Coldplay were playing in Ireland, and Chris Martin rings up John Kavanagh and goes, "Can I do some jiu-jitsu in your gym?"
Oh.
And John was like, "Yeah, sure." So he came into the gym. I wasn't there. And here's the thing's getting looser. The connection's getting looser.
You didn't really say, I think you're going to say Chris called up and said, "I will try to fix you."
Oh, you will. Nearly. But what happened was, that was good. What happened was that, he was about to start a session with John Kavanagh, and John Kavanagh said to Chris Martin from Coldplay, last week I was rolling around with Jason Bourne and I dislocated his little finger and broke it. And Chris Martin went, "Well, you better not break my finger. I have a gig to do." So that's how he knows me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with your gigs. You're just talking about like places you've been with other famous people in the place.
No, but I mean my name was said in front of Chris Martin.
It's pretty cool.
And so Chris Martin, I'm
cool.
Still waiting for the call. He's going to go, "Jason, oh my God, is your finger all right?"
Jason, can I ask, your gigs are just insanely high energy. Like you put so much into the shows. There's a lot of running around. There's a lot of grabbing people.
Do you know,
kind of stuff.
And
how do you do that? Like, how do you just go every night for 22 nights?
Bit of training going on. That always happens.
Yeah.
About three quarters way through, now and again, I will just stop.
Really?
I have done that.
Take a breath.
And I go, blah, 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 and then I go, "What am I doing?
Where am I?"
I go, "What am I doing? Will you relax?"
Do you apologize? Sorry.
Audience are like looking at me going, "Yeah, will you relax?" So I've had to stop a few times and to stop moving.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I used to run up and down the stage as I spoke.
Yeah,
right?
You did.
Now I don't move so much. Yeah. I move in a kind of semicircle.
Okay.
And then now and again I will stop. But I actually do have a big Coldplay ending I have to jump around and dance to, which is just not helping the situation at all.
You do have a Coldplay ending in
the show. Yeah, because Chris Martin knows me. So he goes, "Are you the fella with the broken finger?"
Can I use your Northern Ireland knowledge?
Yes.
You mentioned Conor McGregor. This is a big thing probably for our station. We do a lot of sports stuff, but Tom and I aren't across it. Yeah. What has Conor McGregor done recently that's got him in hot water?
Oh, right. So he's... Well, I don't understand the Northern Ireland connection.
Well, where's he from?
Because Northern Ireland is the top of Ireland, which is owned by Britain.
Right.
And that's like six counties. And the rest is the Republic of Ireland.
He's from there, is he?
So he's from there. He's from Dublin.
You didn't know that?
Yeah, but loads of people don't know that.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been to Europe.
Because people just go Ireland and they go Ireland. So loads of Americans think that Ireland's connected to Britain. Like physically connected.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, they go, oh my God, you're from Britain? We're going, no. And they go, oh, we go from Ireland. Because they all know Ireland.
Yeah.
But they think it's connected. Loads of them.
I was surprised there when it was like there was that whole war and stuff. There's a lot of stuff we don't know.
The war in the north of Ireland. Yeah there was. Yeah,
it's huge.
But in true Irish form, it was called the Troubles.
Oh, was it?
The Troubles, yeah.
We won't mention it.
No, we don't mention it.
Can you fill me in quickly?
So Connor is from he's from Dublin. Is it Crumlin or Finglas? I can't remember. I think it's Crumlin. Anyway, oh no, God, here comes the phones of Irish people. He's from Crumlin, he's from Finglas, He threw some sort of apparatus through the front of a bus window in America. There was some cage fighters in it that he was freaking out about. I mean, then he got locked up, and now he's back out again. But he's only like 28 or 29.
Jeez,
yeah.
He fought
Mayweather.
Yeah. I watched that fight.
But Conor's a genius. He could have done this as a
marketing stunt,
like a political stunt,
PR
stunt,
public
PR
relations,
stunt. PR stunt, political stunt.
Political stunt.
He didn't do that. PR stunt. I reckon he could have done it for that.
Yeah,
he's always doing that. Like, he's always up to something.
Is he a hero for you Irish folk?
Well, he's great crack. I mean, a hero. What's a hero? I don't know. Like, Irish people's heroes are probably people like Michael Collins, who like would have fought in the Rising. That's a hero.
Connor's
a cage fighter that's thrown stuff through the window.
Yeah,
is that a hero? I mean, kids don't
pretty,
really want
to be Irish.
Irish people are always throwing things through windows. We don't even use our doors.
Stick around.
Crash.
We want you to ask a question after this.
After this?
Yeah, after this.
There's a board here. Have a look at this board over here, Jason.
No, I'm going to make it up. I don't need to look at the board.
Okay, you're going to make up a question? Cool.
Yeah, use your own brain. You got three of them, apparently.
Yeah.
Your show says that. The man with three brains.
Okay, I'll try and think of a funny question because I'm always thinking of serious questions.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Jason Burns hanging out.
You want to do a question because we have questions on this show. That's what we do, Jason.
Yeah, so they can, so you can, if you're listening in right now, you can phone in on 1-333-53. That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was good.
I didn't say three.
No.
I said three.
Three, well done.
So our question for listeners right now is, what have you been banned from?
What have you been banned from?
Yeah, did you ever have said that? See, I could have said, what are you banned from? But you have to go, what are you banned from?
Banned.
Yeah, you have to go, what are you banned from? Not that, if it's on 1-333-53.
Now, Jason, what have you been banned from?
Driving. I got banned from driving. You can look it up, you can Google it. I haven't even been in the headmaster's office as a kid.
Really?
I've done nothing wrong. I've never committed a crime. I pay all my taxes. Right?
Yeah, sure.
So we have two cars at home. So my name's on both of them. And my wife drives one, I drive the other.
Yeah.
And we
is
have...
Is your name actually on the car? Or you mean on the...
Well, no, it's like I should put it on.
Yeah,
Jason Bourne-mobile, here he is.
Parp, parp.
Let me know any radio show. The mobile Bourne. Whoa. Anyway, do you get points on your license here for speed?
Yeah, merit points. Yeah.
Right, so you can only get 12 in Ireland as a max, and then you get banned for 6 months.
Same here. Yeah.
Sure.
Right,
yeah.
So last year, I thought I had about maybe 9. Right.
Oh no.
So I was going, yeah, I'm all right. Maybe 6, maybe 9. I never rang up and checked because I'd never been banned in my life.
No.
I didn't even know who you rang to check points in your license.
No. Who do you?
Because they don't tell you.
They don't tell you.
No, they just go. It comes in the post and it goes, oh, you've got 3 points, but it never tells you the tally. That's a different company. Yeah. So you've got to ring them and go, how many points are on my license?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
So I didn't ring. Right. So then my wife. She got a speeding fine.
Yeah.
And then, but it went onto my license because the car's in my name.
Oh.
So I'm just about to come here last year and I get a thing in the post saying you're banned from driving for 6 months.
Oh, no. Can you get in the country after that?
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. So it's not a conviction.
Oh, okay.
Look, brilliant. Thanks for that. I literally had to get myself out of a hole there. Look, I thought the cops were going to start arriving.
Right.
Jason, get out of the country. And it wasn't. So they weren't all my. It was by accident.
Because your wife is getting off scot-free. You're getting
all the
fines.
She has no points on her license. Yeah. Zero. And I'm sitting there going, oh my God.
It's so frustrating.
And I'm sitting there going, huh? Because there's nothing you can do. So you can't. So if your wife gets the points on her license, she can ring up and say, I was driving that car. I'll put them on my license.
But she never did that, did she?
But that didn't happen. Because I was away. Right?
But she could have done it. Like, couldn't she do it?
Well, let's not discuss that right now.
133353, what have you been banned from? Of course, there was also that story today of the three athletes from the Commonwealth Games being banned from there for doping.
Topical.
Well done. That's good. Yeah, good. Nice. 5 to 8 in the evening.
Good Ricky Radio stuff there.
Thank you very much. 133353, what have you been banned from? You've asked the question on 133353.
I have, yeah.
What did you ask?
I've asked, what have you been banned from?
Oh, okay. Well, let's have a chat to Michael. Michael, what have you been banned from, mate?
The Current Affair Facebook page.
Oh, brilliant. Straight in.
Were you having a go at the dodgy plumbers and mechanics, were you?
No. I just thought I'd have a go at the show in general because, let's face it, it's a bit of a joke.
Yeah.
Oh, does he mean this show?
No, Current Affair.
Oh, I thought you meant this show. Yeah. I was about to rip into you there, but that's grand. Yeah.
But Michael, surely you can just not say anything and just go about your day and you don't need to be a troll.
Nah, look, man, I'm bored. That time of the day I've finished work, I'm at home.
Do you live with your mother?
So what if I do?
Yeah.
So knew it.
Brilliant.
Trolls always live with their mother.
More Jason Byrne after this. This is Tom Purdy running down a dream. Give us a call, 133353. What have you been banned from? You with Tom and Ollie. You've got shows on across the country. You're currently doing the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. You're doing the whole festival, so till April 22. Then you head to Sydney for April 27. And then you go over to Perth. But who cares about Perth, eh?
Yeah, but it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
I like Perth. It's quite flat.
We don't really...
I mean, you know what's quite funny actually as well about Perth is that the Irish got into a lot of trouble there for being out and drinking and having a laugh. But listen to this. This was 18 and 19-year-olds sent over from Ireland into mines... Yeah. Right, yeah. And they basically can't spend their money while they're in the mine, and they get all their money. It's like holidays. Imagine being 18 with your pockets full of dollars, and then you go to town and go, and your marriage says, spend. And they're like, oh my god, make them do it.
Well, great segue as well, because these Irish have been banned from Perth, and we're asking on 133353, what have you been banned from?
Yeah,
nice stuff. Hey, Dana,
hey,
you were banned from something?
I was banned from candles.
Unbelievable.
What?
You better explain that immediately.
So what happened was my twin sister and I, we went to the Royal Melbourne show and bought these candles.
Okay.
And the night that we were getting ready for bed, my mum had a semi-naked client on her treatment table.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
What does she do for a job?
She's a bone therapist.
A bone therapist?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
And so... I blew out my candle, but my twin sister hid her candle in her wardrobe.
So still lighting?
Yeah, it's still a light.
Nah,
yep.
Nah. Silly girls.
So we snuck into her room again and we lit up the candles. But I felt so bad because we put both of our candles in the wardrobe to hide them. And I ran out to my mum saying, Mum. You know, the candles, everything.
Jason, I'm so sorry about that. Yeah. There was a lot going on there.
We don't really
hard
know
to
what's
process.
Going on with that.
Hey. Oh, is that what? She just faded
it
off.
It's
like you just blew her out.
We lost her.
You literally just went...
Flick it out.
And she went, oh.
Yeah, it was just too much to handle. And,
but
you're busy, we're busy, everyone's busy.
Yeah, that's... I love the power you have with a fader button.
Yeah, you know.
So, and then we didn't...
You want me to do a live fade out on you right now?
Yeah. But then it was in the...
Sorry, Jason.
So sad.
Hey, Beth, what did you get banned from?
Yeah, don't get faded out, Beth.
Hi. So when I was in school, like year 11 or something like that, a few kids, like me and a couple other kids, we got banned from our end of year exam for wearing the wrong colour socks.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
No,
come on, mate.
Is that a good result, though?
Yeah, you don't have to do exams.
No, well, I mean, it was quite an important exam because it determined what we were able to do next year.
Yeah,
and it's ridiculous because one of the kids was wearing the right colour. It just had a Nike symbol on it. And then another kid was wearing, like, white. And we were supposed to be wearing navy. And a lot of the parents, like, kicked up this massive fuss.
What kind of decade? Do you know what this is like? You ever see Graham Norton show?
Yeah.
Where he pulls
the
stick?
Totally.
Is that what happens here?
That's pretty much what happens.
And then there was like, I mean, I've never heard. Actually, I'll tell you this: myself and Jim Owen. Yeah.
Oh, so sorry.
No, go on. No, Jim Owen.
It's not fair because I'm still here.
Yeah.
When you fade them out, it's like they've just disappeared
into
the ether.
We'll just turn away from you, like, oh, Jason's gone.
Mine probably is worth a bit of a fade out. I'll try and tell it as fast as I can.
Okay, go.
We went golfing with Jim Owen, and a few of us went, and we were wearing shorts.
Yeah.
And these member guys walk by us on the other green, and they're wearing those weird socks up to the knees. You know that weird stuff with shorts? Those old guys with the, oh, jeez.
Starting to lose me.
Anyway, it's nearly over. Yeah, it's nearly over. Yeah. They went to the clubhouse and complained about our socks.
Oh, and then this guy
drives out and goes, "All right, mate, you need the socks pulled up to your knees." Can you imagine what we said to that poor fella? He went off all red faced and embarrassed and tried to ban us for life from that golf course. But we were going, "We're going to get our socks and shove them up your hoop."
Well, you're like, hang on, whoa, aren't you Jim Owen? And then it was cool after that.
Yeah, no, they didn't. They didn't recognise Jim at all because his socks weren't up high enough. So it wasn't a thing.
Make sure you go check out Jason Byrne. We didn't even ask why you've got three brains, because the show's called The Man with Three Brains.
It's got nothing to do with it. Oh, it's okay. Actually, it does. It's a very deep meaning, and if you can spot it, well done.
Yeah, okay.
That's a better way of saying it, isn't it? I suppose it's got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Check it out while he's still in Melbourne till April 22. Then he's heading up to Sydney April 27. For complete tour and ticket info, visit jasonbyrne.ie. That's Byrne with a Y.
Yeah, Jason. And that's .ie, which is the Irish internet.
.ie?
.ie.
That's the Irish internet. Because you're the .au, that's Australian internet.
But any .com?
Stop fading me out! I can see you doing it.
Like he watches you in the eye.
I can see him. He's just got his finger on that and going, he's doing it.
It's just too much fun. Jason, thank you so much for coming in, mate.
Love yous, lads.
Oh, it was so much fun.